Welcome to Fielding Questions Podcast, produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of farm finance and rural life. My guest is Ag Country Farm Credit Services Marketing Education Specialist, Cody Didier. Cody, let's talk about the supply-demand report that we saw here in March, and then maybe look forward into that end of the month here, which is probably the most important or more important for traders, is the planting intentions and quarterly stocks report. Let's talk about that supply-demand report, the WASDE, that came out here earlier this month, and kind of looked like the USDA was pretty much just kicking the can down the road.
Yep, they sure were. There was pretty much unchanged for everything, mostly in the trade. They were hoping for a bigger change in South America production, which very little happened there at all. But the biggest thing is the difference between the USDA estimates and I would say in the CONAB estimates. We have, you know, between the corn production estimates, we have 400 million bushel difference, and between the soybeans, there's a 300 million bushel difference. I would say is when those numbers come to realization is that will be the biggest trigger. But other than that, the WASDE was pretty quiet, as you were saying, pretty much unchanged all around.
Yeah. Do you see USDA coming closer to the CONAB numbers or somewhere in the middle?
I would say from what I've read, the CONAB estimates do sound a lot more realistic. So I would say here within another month or so, we could see those numbers come closer together. And if that is the case, you know, we could see the market continuing the little trend that they are recently, coming back up slightly.
Yeah. Well, USDA typically has a history of kind of slow walking those Brazilian numbers anyway.
Yep. That is very true. It's about a reoccurring every year we see that.
And then will they make the bigger adjustments since once we get into that April or probably May timeframe?
Yep. Once everything officially wraps up, we'll probably see a little slight adjustment about that time frame as well.
Okay. Now, probably the more important number, and we've always talked about that as well in this March time frame, is the end of the month where we get the quarterly stocks and then the planting acreage, planting intentions numbers. Those seem like that moves the market more than the March WASDE report does.
Yes. That will about set the tone for our markets for, you know, possibly until harvest. Next Thursday, the 28th, is a prospective planting report to come out. And from what they projected in February, if those numbers are true, we could see a big impact on our markets.
What's your thought? Are we expecting to see some shift in acreage?
Yes. We are looking to see a pretty good shift in acreage. More so in the soybean side this year as well.
Okay, more soybean acres.
Yes. And that is, I mean, the corn production, though, it's a little less than last year, although we're now looking at our ending stocks. If, you know, from what they projected, our ending stocks for corn at 2.532 billion bushels back in February. And if that is the case, that'll be the highest ending stock since 87.
Yeah, a little bit burdensome there as well. The corn numbers, expecting a decrease there? Or are we going to get those acres from somewhere else?
There is a slight decrease in corn, although production isn't very far off. There are 300 million bushel difference between last year and this year's prediction, so nothing too crazy of acreage change in corn.
Okay. Been hearing a lot about maybe an increase in some of the dryable beans and some of the specialty crops, especially up here in North Dakota and in northern Minnesota.
Yes, we could definitely see, you know, a lot more edible beans this year, you know, reflecting, you know, corn and soybean prices, especially in our area, you know, North Dakota, you know, the main edible bean producer. You know, we could see a lot more acres going into them.
Okay. What about spring wheat?
You know, the spring wheat market, as we all know, the wheat market is just way oversupplied, and it is just going to take another big news story to have another, you know, major impact on the wheat market. And I just don't see any of those. I mean, you can't really predict a major weather or political impact, but it's going to take some big movement, some big news to impact the spring wheat market.
Yeah, and demand seems like it's fairly weak as well.
Yes. Yep, and that is because, you know, we're just way oversupplied all around in our wheat markets.
Well, how about canola? Where, how does that fit in?
You know, canola could be coming on, you know, a lot more attractive as well. As we know, Canada is, you know, coming a lot more with their plants coming online. So we could see, you know, acres as well coming into canola. I know prices aren't exactly where they were, you know, in the past, but, you know, it's still not that bad as well.
Yeah. I guess, too, it all kind of depends on the input costs, too. Are you seeing changes in fertilizer prices or anything like that?
Well, in the past month or so, we have seen fertilizer prices come back up a little bit. So, I mean, that can be somewhat of a concern. But, you know, it's, you know, just best to get those locked in before anything, you know, crazy happens as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it also depends, on, too, on the timing of when we get in the field. Actually, if we're competing at the same time as some of the southern plains for that product as well.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Demand could be another huge issue as well.
Yeah, most of the elevators or fertilizer outlets that I've talked with too seem like they're stocked up pretty good here, like usual. It's just those refills whenever they need to refill. That's when the competition rides. So logistics is probably more important than anything else.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Timing will be everything when it comes to that.
Cody, anything else we need to be aware of here as we work our way in towards spring?
I wouldn't think so. You know, just the biggest one coming up is the report on the 28th. I would say that would be our biggest one coming into this spring to look forward to.
Do you expect commodity prices just kind of chop sideways then ahead of that?
Yeah, ahead of that, or, you know, a trending, you know, they were trending a little bit higher off of South America production estimates. So we could see a little rise going forward up to that report, but nothing too crazy to expect going forward.
Thanks for joining us for the Fielding Questions podcast with our guest, Marketing Education Specialist, Cody Didier. If you have any questions about a financial topic, we'd love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook or on X, or submit your question using their website at www.agcountry.com.